Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bruh? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Born whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass? For a real nigga, if he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. I hear tapping. Let me see. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I hear it tapping. If anybody else here, let me know. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Here we are again, Friday, November 26, 2021. And once again, I have a star-studded show for the evening, planned for the evening. Yes, I do. About 2 weeks ago, I think I said I did the most sensitive show I ever had. But tonight, I'm going to be doing the most serious show I ever had. Serious because when you're talking about love, when you're talking about feelings, when you're talking about trust, loyalty, respect, honor, when you're playing with somebody's heart, that's serious. When somebody taking your love serious, when somebody believing in you, when somebody trusting in you, when you become somebody's world, when somebody love you more than they love they self. It's serious. And that's what we're gonna be having, that's what we're gonna be talking about today on my show when my guests. Killing me. I'm trying to find out what this noise is. Just bear with me for a minute. I gotta find out. I hear a tapping. I don't know where it's coming from. Tapping. 1 second. There's always some technical difficulties here. I gotta find out where this noise is coming from. I don't know. Can the listeners hear it? Because I could hear like a tapping. Bear with me for one second. I gotta do a test run or something. Bear with me, please, for 1 second. Bear with me. 1 second. Having a little bit of technical difficulty here. I'm gonna go to a song and I'll be right back.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
It's been Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome, welcome back again. Welcome back. I'm sorry for that. Okay, I got ready to tap in. I didn't know what it was. Some kind of technical difficulty I had. You know, things happen. You know, what could go wrong will go wrong. But anyway, let's start this up again. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. We have a star-studded show in store for you this evening. I think if we could take off where I left off before, I was talking about love and broken hearts and feelings and loyalty, respect, and honor, and dignity, and, you know, and things like that. Oh, because I was saying that this is going to be probably one of the most serious shows that I did since I've been doing podcasts. And about 2 weeks ago, I would say, the most sensitive show. I think that's when I did, interviewed Andre Williams on the show about 2 weeks ago. But tonight is going to be the most serious show. And like I said a few minutes ago, serious because when you're talking about somebody's feelings, when you're talking about somebody's heart, when you're talking about love, that's serious. Because you know what? I always say that. Like, people tend to think about the better parts of love and the better parts of relationships. They never really think about the tragic parts of it, the breakups, the cheating, the disrespect. You know, they never seem to think about the bad side of relationships, but you have to, because everything is not peaches and cream. Everything is not smooth as snow on Sun Valley. You know, you're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You're going to have more than ups and downs, to be honest with you. Sometimes you're going to be on a roller coaster ride. And some people stick it out. And some people make it through that. And other people don't. I guess it depends on how bad you want it. I guess it depends on financial arrangements. I guess it depends on, do we have kids? Are we going to stay together for the kids? Are we going to stay together because we benefit each other, paying half the bills? Are we going to stay together because you holding me down because you got a better job than I do? But I really don't want to be here, but I'm here because you're holding me down. I really don't want to be here, but I'm here because, you know, I'm just existing. I'm just here. I don't have no origin in this world, in the universe. I'm just existing. It's a lot of reasons why people stay together. And it's a lot of reasons why people break up. Do you ever really get to the main core of things? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's an answer to it. I don't think nobody could deflect in their mind when something is about to happen or when it's going to happen. But one thing I do know, that it's two sides to every story. And I can attest to that because I've been there. I've been on both ends of the stick. I broke hearts and I had my heart broken. I've been cheated on and I cheated on people. I left people and people left me. So I think that qualifies me to speak on it. It don't mean that I'm a person that's dealing with negativity or deceitful ways or duplicity or, you know, a person that got larceny in their heart, you know, cultivating. No, it don't mean that. It just mean that in life, you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. You're going to be in many situations. Sometimes you're going to be right there on the edge. You ever heard of being on, there's somebody on the ledge and they could go left or they could go right and they don't know which one is the correct way. And some people make that wrong turn and some people make the right turn. But anyway, why I'm talking about all this shit is because my guest is coming out shortly. I don't want to really talk about it too much because I want her to really come out here and give her whole story on, you know, on the situation. But I will touch on it a little bit. She's a young lady who's, you know, married with a family. And everything was good visually. You know what I mean when I say visually? I mean like the picture that's painted. Because you know you see people, you see people like your next door neighbors or they live upstairs from you or at work and they come to work like everything is okay. Or your neighbors that come out and the husband come out and getting his new car and the wife come out and getting her car. And every day you see them going to work and every day you see them come home and you see the kids going to school and you see the kids coming back. You be like, damn, they really look nice together. They really look like a loving couple. They really look like one big happy fucking family. But what about what's going on inside the house? What's going on behind closed doors? What's in one of the people's mind when they go to bed at night? What's going on in their mind when they wake up in the morning? What's going on in their mind when they walk out that door to go to work? What's in their mind? You never know what's in somebody's mind. I knew a couple of people that told me that they could be in the bed with their man and they could be thinking about another man. I think we did a show about that. I think I did a show about that a while ago. Could you be in the bed with one man and dreaming about another man? Well, I mean, that's common sense. Of course you could. Accidentally or on purpose. Or accidentally on purpose. However you want to draw it up. It all comes out to be the same thing. But the lady we bringing on in a minute, she had a happy family. You know? She had the picket fence. She had all the essentials and necessities that one might say that, you know, consider you having one big happy family until that one day. When her world came crashing down. And her husband wasn't her husband anymore. He wasn't the father anymore. He wasn't the mentor. He wasn't the coach. He wasn't the hero. No, he was MIA. Missing in action. He was AWOL for no apparent reason. But to find out later that he created a whole new family in a whole new state with a whole new person. And that's what we're gonna talk about today with my guest today. She's gonna tell her story of how wanting love and companionship, togetherness, eternity together, how all that could go wrong at the blink of an eye, the snap of a finger, in a couple of seconds, everything you worked so hard for, 9 months pregnant, working, taking care of a family, taking care of children, how all that could be gone in a blink of an eye. And who's to blame? And who could be blamed? And what about taking them back? What about getting back what you lost? And what about, do you go back? Some people say you never go back. Because if you go back, you only give them a second chance to do it again. Or can you forgive somebody? Could you forgive somebody who did you wrong? Could you forgive somebody who did you dirty? I guess you could if you deserved it. But what about if you didn't deserve it? That's the things we got to think about in today's society. Relationships are so hard. I mean, why can't they be easy? Why can't love just be love? Why can't family just be family? Why can't friends just be friends? Neighbors just be neighbors? Shit. Why can't everything be just as we want it to be? I guess that's a question we'll never know. We'll never see. We'll never understand. But it's serious, and it's delicate, and it's tender, and it's touchy. And it's all of the above. I forgot to tell everybody, people who've been having T-Mobile's phone, been having a problem calling the show, they're going to have to go on my page and click on the link. If you call in tonight and you want to make a comment or a statement or something, you know you got to press 1. And then I'll be able to see you be able to make a comment. 1 second. Trying to hook up my stand. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I had a couple of shots. Couple of shots of Tito. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope everybody, Thanksgiving was good. I don't know, the tradition is to eat and get fat. I know I went by my sister's house. I know I ate 2 big-ass plates. I'm feeling it now. I feel heavy. I feel sluggish. I'll be beating the gym up next week. Starting next week, I'll be beating the gym up to lose. I know I put on about 5 pounds. I'll be beating the gym up to get these 5 pounds off of me quickly. And I bet you a bunch of other people will be doing the same thing. Wait 1 second. Okay, all right, wait for my guest to call in now. What everybody think about that, that verdict for Amari Aubrey, the black guy that was jogging, and a father and white three white men, a father, a son, and a neighbor. See him running, jogging through the neighborhood. They grab their guns, the father and the son, jump in the van and the truck, and burn out toward him. A neighbor, his house is down, sees them, the two white men, his father and his son, in pursuit of the black guy that's jogging, and he grabs his gun and he joins in. Now they all chasing this guy. Well, he's dead now, but they all chasing him because they said somebody been breaking in their neighborhood. Somebody been breaking in or something like that, breaking in their neighborhood. They wind up tussling or something for the gun. I really don't know what happened, and somehow the guy got shot in the chest. But we did get some vindication yesterday, I believe. They found all three of them guilty on either murder or felony murder or something like that. Either one, felony murder is a serious charge, shit. Felony murder is just like murder. So either way, they didn't hit. But if you want to see something crazy, go on YouTube and go to the right after he was shot. And it's like 38 minutes long. I watch a lot of YouTube. It's like 38 minutes long, and you get to see the father and the son and the neighbor talking. Like they talking like they was like they did so, like they was hunting a deer. Like they talking like they was proud, like they did something. They like they did a good deed, and then the cops was treating them like they was royal, like a royal family. Like they weren't in handcuffs. They was being treated good, and the black guy just laying on the ground dead. It's like it's not funny. It's crazy as hell. It just lets you know the society and the world that we living in today. And they didn't get arrested that day that they killed Amari Aubery. They got arrested 2 months later. 2 months later, but they in jail now. So all three of them, the father, the son, and the neighbor, all three of them in jail right now. So I guess you could say you could strike one up for justice, not for black people, not for what. Strike one up for justice. If anybody on the line and they want to make a comment or a statement, they press one. I'm waiting for my guest. If Michelle, if you on the line, press one so I know you in here, because I can't tell. It's a lot of numbers on here. Okay, I see somebody just pressed one. That must be her. I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'll be right back. I'm going to go behind the scenes for a minute. So we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back after this song. We find something. I want to thank everybody that's calling in, that's listening, and everybody that's clicking, that clicked on the link also. If you want to make a comment during the interview, you got to press 1, or I won't be able to see you. If you are calling from a T-Mobile phone, I thank you. A lot of people trying to call in from the T-Mobile phones, they having trouble getting through on the link, so you got to go on my Facebook page, Randy J. Sean Jackson, and click on the link to hear the show, or call from a landline or another phone. Yeah, it's kind of messed up right now. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to find out. But we'll be right back after this song.
This song is for the people. This song is for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
devils and these demons. I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason, why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama, baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing.
Missing.
Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like incision.
It hurts.
Praying from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us could listen.
Let me sing ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless.
It's just how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still a process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation.
Yeah.
They don't wanna see me stand strong,
stand strong.
I just wanna see you what's right, what's right. Now they can't find what's wrong.
Yeah, what's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking
all
plate?
These kids?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson left.
Jackson?
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drank.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break.
They
don't wanna see me stand strong.
I just wanna do what's right.
And all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Testing. I hope everybody can hear me. I'm coming out clear. I hope I sound loud and clear out there. Well, my guest is on the line, and we're about to start this interview. And like I was telling you before, I was talking a little bit about how. Like how a little bit the how the situation or how the conversation might be. I was like saying this is like basically really I've been doing podcasts for like a year, and this is really like maybe should be like one of my most serious interviews I ever did. And like I told you before, it's serious because feelings was involved, and love was involved, and family was involved, and you know, children was involved, dreams, hopes, plans, and stuff like that. And it's just a reminder that everything could be taken away from you in the blink of an eye. And we all know it's two sides to every story, you know what I mean? But if you're a good judge of character, you know that you real recognize real. I'll just put it like that. Real recognize real. And everybody could see through bullshit, you know, and everybody could tell real, because we all been, everybody been hurt before. Everybody done hurt somebody before. Well, not everybody, but, you know, we all been had our ups and downs in different relationships. And when when I spoke with Michelle, my next guest, you know, I was listening to her story. I was like, yo, this is a story that need to be told. It need to be, told on my podcast. I got a lot of female listeners. And we finally got together after a couple of weeks, and we finally put it together. So I'm proud about that. So without any further ado, it's a reminder, if you're on the line, if you're calling in and you want to make a comment, you want to speak to me or you want to speak to Michelle or something like that, you just press 1. If you're on the link, you just got to listen. You can call in. I see a couple of people that I know got T-Mobile called in, so the T-Mobile should be working then now, because I see a number on here that the person I know got T-Mobile, so the T-Mobile must be working again, because we was having problems with people calling in from T-Mobile phones. But anyway, let me see if I can bring my guests in real quick. Hello, Michelle, you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, hi, you can hear me pretty good?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, okay, I can hear you good. I can hear you loud and clear, too. Wow, I finally got you on the show. You nervous?
Yes, I was, but now I'm comfortable.
Nah, you will be all right. This is just conversation. And, you know, and real and truth, and that's it. You know what I mean? So you don't got nothing
Absolutely.
To be nervous about. You don't got nothing. I usually tell people, I usually scare people and be like, you coming out of my show, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. That's what I used to call that. I used to tell all my guests, like, you're going to be on the hot seat. But, like, nah, you ain't on the hot seat. You on the seat, but you ain't on the hot seat.
Exactly.
But anyway,
Yes.
We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people on the lines listening, and I'm sure it's a lot of people clicking in from all over, you know, that's listening to this podcast. I had put out the flyer earlier. I put out the flyer, and I kind of gave people an idea of what the podcast was going to be about. You know, I try to make it seem a little bit more amped up. But maybe I didn't. Maybe the topic will, you know, live up to that. But basically what we're talking about is your situation. You know, I don't know if people know, but I'm gonna give them a brief detail. You was married for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You was in love. You had a family and everything, and then I guess certain things went wrong. So
yes.
Right, correct?
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
42. Okay, you're 42 years old. Did you grow up in Jersey?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is being married something you always wanted to do?
I never thought about being married, actually.
Okay.
That
and how many times have you?
A thought.
How many times have you been married?
Once.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't nothing like you grew up like from your teenage years, like 16 or 17, saying I want to be married.
No, absolutely not. I never ever thought about it.
So in order for you to get married, once you met your husband, then he wanted to get married or you wanted to get married. How did it happen that you wound up getting married?
Actually, he proposed to me. I never talked about marriage at all. So he proposed to me, and I still wasn't thinking about getting married. Years went by. We had a kid. And then I'm just figuring, like, we're not getting any younger. Our son is growing
right.
up, so maybe we should just do this. And that's what we did
after
4 years of being engaged.
Okay, so you got one son by him.
Yes.
So he actually proposed to you. It wasn't on your mind.
No. Absolutely not.
Wow, that's a good thing though, because you know that don't happen. Like, well, I don't know. A lot of times, like women is the ones that's kind of pressing the issues for that. So why I'm saying that is because if he proposed to you, then that means he must have really seen something in you. He must have really had a lot of love for you, and he must have really said that, yo, I want to spend the rest of my life with this woman if he proposed to you. You know what I mean?
And yes, and that's the one thing I said to him when situations occurred. I said that. I said, you asked to marry me. I didn't ask to marry you. You know what I mean? So...
But you was married to him for a long time.
Well, actually, I was with him longer than we were married.
Okay. Well, I mean, so the whole time together was how long?
Oh, over 13 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. So, is this like one of them situations where it was love at first sight?
For him. It wasn't for me. It was for him. But,
oh, okay.
I grew on
for him.
Okay,
it was for him. For him, it was. Remember what I said? It's a two sides. I might talk to him. He might say you. Two sides to every story. He might say it was for you. It was love at first sight. Nah, I'm joking. But okay. So look, for him, it was love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like in the beginning, I mean, was everything good? I mean, puppy love? I mean, everything was great. It was never no signs or nothing that he might be a cheater or that, a freeloader or nothing like that?
No, actually, nope, not a freeloader at all. Actually, he was a good man in that part. He did what he needed to do for his family. You know, before we got engaged, he was a good guy. He, you know, took care of bills, handled bills, took care of my kids that wasn't his, you know. I just looked at him different than any other guy that I ever was with. It was just like, oh, I think he's different, you know. Just by looking at him, just by the things he, not even the things he did, because, you know, I had things, you know, done before, like being with my other kid's dad, taking care of me and taking care of home. But it was just something about his personality, how he carried himself, that was different than the other ones. So I put him up on a pedestal.
So, no, I was listening to you talk. So you said, how many kids you had before you met him?
I had two other kids.
Oh, you had two other kids, and you said he didn't have a problem raising them, like, as his.
Nope, absolutely not.
Wow, well, I mean, damn, he sounded like a good guy, you know what I mean? You know, he sounded like a good dude so far.
Yeah.
So far,
he really was.
What was your job? What was you doing? You was a stay-home wife, or was you working, too?
I was working too, and at some point I did stay home, but most of the time I worked. But he was the one paid majority of the bills.
I know when we talked yesterday or the other day that you told me it was an age difference. You a little bit older than him, right? By about 8 years or something like that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you think that was a problem?
Now that I look at it, I think it played a part of it. You know, after you sit back and you analyze things and you think about things, I really think it did. Like, I really think he moved too fast. He wasn't thinking, and I just went with it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, but look, if you about 8 or 9 years older than him, right, and now you come into now that you're thinking about it, you saying you think that it played a big part in it. Do you mean it played a part in it because you acted like somebody older than him? You know what I mean? Like a mama or a bossy or you know what I mean? Or do you think it was just mental in his mind?
I can say I can be bossy. You know, I'm not going to lie. I can be bossy. But when
we don't play that.
I can be bossy.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
And what's his sign?
A Virgo.
Oh, hell no. We ain't trying to hit. I'm a Virgo now. Hold up. We ain't trying to take nobody bossing us. No way. And that's crazy. That's crazy because my first wife was a Virgo. You know what I mean? And she was a Pisces and I'm a Virgo. That's crazy. But go ahead.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
want to cut you off. So you was a little bossy. You was a little bossy?
Yes. Yeah, I was a little bossy. I think that played a part in it. Plus, he was young. You know what I mean? I think he didn't get a chance to experience certain things. So, you know, as time went on, and I think he...
Yeah, but when you say bossy, what you mean? Like, bossy where? Bossy,
like,
bossy,
I want everything
bossy
my
in the bossy in the bossy in the bedroom, or bossy on a day-to-day? You know what I mean? Like, what you mean bossy?
No. I mean, like, I wanted things my way. It was just like I wanted certain things done my way, or I wanted, you know, I'm just used to having things done my way. And
right.
In the beginning, he let me have things my way. So I think after a while, he got tired of it. Like, he wanted to put his foot down. So he wasn't the one that, you know, would put his foot down. You know what I mean? I was that one. So,
okay.
I think that played a part in it. And
I like the way this interview is going. So I'm drawing. You see, I'm drawing everything. I'm drawing it up like a map. Like I'm drawing this. I'm drawing it up. But just because you might have been bossy or nothing, that don't really mean that, you know, you was a bad woman or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Because you could have been the sweetest bossy wife that ever lived, you know what I mean? So that don't really mean
mm-hmm.
nothing. But I do know Virgos. I'm a Virgo. So I do know Virgos. We kind of laid back. We don't,
yes.
You know what I mean? We kind of laid back. We cool. We calm.
Mm-hmm.
We collected.
Mm-hmm.
We not with all that arguing stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and when we down for somebody, we really down for them. You know what I mean? It ain't
mm-hmm.
nothing that we wouldn't do for them. So I heard you when I heard you saying that he just came in and you had two kids and he treated them like they was his own. Like that's a Virgo for you, like devoted. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
like hard worker. You know, like that's a Virgo for you. Like if they care about you, it's nothing that they won't do for you. You know what I mean? I mean anything. But all right, so we're gonna speed it up a little bit because we're gonna try to get to
mm-hmm.
the juicy stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
So let's take us here. Like, did you ever see any signs that he might, you know, be wanting to leave you, or that he was cheating, or did you ever see any signs of that?
No. It was crazy. Like, I never seen signs of it. He was good at what he did. He hit it for a very long time.
Virgos is good at that.
Yeah, you got to
be sneaky. Let me stop talking. I'm a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean?
You guys are
very sneaky.
And... You guys know how to hide things. Like, you know, he hid a lot of things for a very long time. And, you know, being devoted to him, I still stuck around. But after years went on, I just said, you know, enough is enough. Like, it's over. Like, I'm not taking it anymore. And he got in another relationship. And that relationship... I was okay in the beginning about it, but of course, you know, I was a little jealous, you know, and then I'm like, okay, now I want my family back, you know what I mean? So, but
so you mean that you and him agreed to break up at one time?
Yes, it was more on my end. He, once I said it was over, he wanted to try to make it work. But I kept saying no because I felt like I would be a fool to stay with him when he just constantly keep doing the same thing. You know, but so after a while, okay. I was like, okay. So I was like, all right, so we're not going to be together. Okay.
Oh, I was thinking wrong. I thought that, like he just left one day and went to work and never came back home. You know, that's what I was thinking in my mind.
Oh, no. No, but he did, after we broke up, I didn't hear from him for a little while, so that wasn't like him. You know what I mean? Even though we broke up, we wasn't together, I was just used to, you know, speaking to him. We had a kid together, so... You know what I mean? So I was just used to talking to him, and I didn't hear from him for a while. And, you know, I got in touch with him, and I found out that, you know, I guess he didn't want to let me know he was in a relationship, and it was that as deep as it was. And that's when all the drama happened.
When you say drama,
young lady
what
he
you
was
mean?
With,
yeah,
the young lady he was with, she... I guess she was very jealous of me for whatever reason. She didn't want him to have any dealings with me or our child together. She would cause a lot of drama between me and him. She would say that I'm calling his phone and I'm harassing her and, you know, being that they're together. You know, he's going to stick up for her and question me. And I'm like, I'm not even doing none of those things. Like, what are you talking about? I went to the extreme of the blocking them. And she done changed the number and called me from another number. And he's screaming and yelling at me while I'm calling. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, I'm not even bothering you guys. Like, I'm doing what I need to do over here. Like, she just became a psychopath. And it was just like, is this real life? I never in my life been through anything like this.
So you had identity problems, right? Like like making fake pages and all that stuff in your name and stuff like that too, right?
Yes. She made another page in my name, and she was harassing him and pretending she was me. Some charges came about, and the charges was very, very serious. It was, she basically was sending messages to him pretending she was me. She went to the extreme to both of them to call the police on me and make a report. And I was arrested on four charges. And I found out that it was a fake page. I found the fake page. I sent the information out that it wasn't me. I found out what phones was used. You know, I started investigating myself.
You said you was arrested?
Yes, I was arrested. On felony charges. The charges were serious. The accusations that she made was very serious. And I just couldn't believe what was going on. I've never been in a situation like that. I've never been in jail. Just that's not the life I live. And I was very, very upset about it. And it was sad because it's like, this man allowed this young lady to do this to me, and he know who I am. He knows the type of person I am. He's been with me for a very long time. How could he, you know, let someone come in that he just met, you know, just for a short time and do this to us? You know?
But look, okay, we're gonna cut through that question and ask you.
Yeah.
Did he ever tell you why you and him didn't make it? Did he ever tell you the reason why?
No. He never told me why. Well, I just felt like he needed to experience more things. He needed to do whatever he needed to do. You know, as I say, he was young, I was older. So I just felt like he needed to experience more things.
But you was with him 13 years.
Yeah.
All that stuff he could experience, he should have experienced it with you. You know why I'm saying
that's
that
true.
Is because why I'm saying that is because you know what I mean, you sound like don't put the blame too much on yourself. I used to do that. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
I used to put the blame.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put the blame on myself for certain things, but you mm-hmm. can't really put the blame on yourself because people. You know, I've been in a lot of relationships. You know what I mean? Like I was I was married. I was married. You know,
mm-hmm.
the last marriage I was in, and
mm-hmm.
and she left me, and told me one time like it ain't you. She told me this. It ain't,
mm-hmm.
she said, it's not you, it's me. And I said, what the fuck do that mean? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
ain't you, it ain't me, it's you. Like, what the, like, I still today, I can't figure out.
People
what
really
the fuck
say that.
That
I thought
mean.
It was just a saying. So people really
yeah,
do say
it
that.
It might be like a It probably
like,
is just
I really
a saying.
I thought it was just something just thrown around, you know what I mean? But people really do say that,
me,
huh?
It's not me. It's not me, it's you. Oh, okay. Like, what do that really mean? You know what I mean? Like, I
yeah,
don't understand.
Exactly.
What do that mean? So, like, I never really got the full understanding. That's why I was asking you, did you ever get the full understanding of what went wrong? But you saying you think
no.
it was the age difference. You think he still wanted to soak his royal oats.
Mm-hmm.
You think it was still things he wanted to do, but you don't believe it was nothing that you did that caused the breakup. Was
no,
you too bossy?
Okay.
Was you too damn bossy?
I wasn't that bossy. I don't think me being too bossy, but I guess he just probably was like, you know what? He probably wants a woman that's going to say yes to everything he say. But I don't
did
think
you
this
have,
woman is this.
Did you have
Go
did
ahead.
You have them did you have did you have them headaches at night when he wanted to get busy? Did you have them headaches?
No,
I got a headache. Huh?
I probably did. Yeah. He probably got tired of that.
Oh
headache.
Hell no.
But
you
was...
can't do that to a Virgo. You can't do that.
Oh well.
To, you can't never have a
he
headache.
He was cheating. So that was my punishment.
You can't never have a headache with a Virgo. You can't do that.
Yep,
you
I had a headache. I'm too tired.
No. Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. Not with a Virgo. You got to be ready all the time.
Mm-mm. No.
But, I'm just trying to make a light of it all because it's serious. So, look.
Understandable.
The question is, Do you want your husband back at this point in time?
No,
would you
never,
take him
ever,
back?
Ever, never. I don't even want
to
see him again.
You wouldn't take him. You wouldn't take him back now?
Absolutely not. It could have been a time if this situation went. They put me in jail. They put me in jail. There's no kickbacks from that. I didn't do anything, and
he put you in jail, or she put you in jail.
They both put me in jail. They both did.
Wow. That's dirty.
They both did. Yes. They both did.
That's
so
dirty.
There's no coming back from that. I could have lost everything. I could have lost my kid. I could have lost my home. I could have lost my job. I could have lost everything. Like, you put my whole life on the line. And then this is like some Fatal Attraction. Like, I never, like, it's like a lifetime movie to me. The things I was going through, my Facebook being hacked, like hacking into making another page. Like, who has time to do all these things? I absolutely don't. This is an evil person.
Yeah.
Like, there's people out there that's out to get you that want to see you down. And that's so sad. It's not even worth it. Over a man?
No, it's not.
It's not even
it's
worth
not,
it.
It's not,
not
it's
at
not
all.
Worth it.
Not at
so,
all. Not when I'm sitting here, not, you know, if I was doing something, if I was, you know, harassing them and doing things, you know, I own up to it. I have no problem owning up. Okay, I was wrong. I should never did that. Now they, you know, now there's a comeback. You know what I mean? I didn't do anything. I thought being silent and not saying anything would make things right. So I guess that didn't. I don't know what was wrong. Like, I don't understand. You have the whole man. You have him. like, what more do you want?
Yeah, you're right. I understand what you're saying. So what about your life now after all this stuff you've been through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard for you to move on?
Absolutely. Now I'm working on self. Absolutely. I don't want no relationships. I'm working on myself and my children. That's it. I'm done for now. I'm not going to say forever, you know. But I'm not going to even say that. But right now, at this moment, yes, right now and at this moment, I don't have another relationship in me. I don't have the energy. I don't trust anyone. Like, the trust is out the window. You know what I mean?
You sound like me now.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's hard for me. Like, it's hard for me to trust. You know what I mean?
Wow.
After, you know, because it seemed like everybody who ever told me they loved me, you know, hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. And you know what? And I respect your honesty, because you don't get a lot of talk about their feelings. Yeah, and that was another part that played in it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if we talked more. You know, is it like you being a Virgo? Do you talk a lot? Do you, you know, sit down with your significant other and have a conversation of feelings and, you know, I feel this way about, you know, honey, let's sit down and talk about this. Do you guys, being a Virgo, did you do
Virgos,
that?
I'm going to tell you, Virgos, we keep a lot of stuff in, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of times, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of times we could be wrong. And a lot of times we could be right, but we will never know because we keep it inside. We'll see something,
mm-hmm.
and we might feel like it's wrong, but we're gonna mm-hmm. just keep it in and make a mental
mm-hmm.
note of it. And I think that's a big mistake mm-hmm. that Virgos make. Like, and you know, we love hard, but it's hard to trust. And once and I know once a Virgo is done, they done.
You
know,
I heard that.
I know that because I know that's how I am. You know what I mean? Once I'm done, I'm done. I usually don't, like, Virgo's not going to go back because they're not going to give you a second chance to do whatever you did, you know. But Virgos are good people. They just, you know, we slick and sneaky and all that. But when it comes to sincerity, and knowing how to treat a woman and knowing how to make a woman feel like a woman, I don't think there's no sign is better than a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I don't think so because
I'm putting hats down to him. With everything you just said, it was him in the beginning. You know what I mean? This person that he is right now, I don't know that person. I really don't know who he is at this moment, and it's scary. It's very scary because
be like that, though. I understand 100% what you're saying. I really do. But I hear you, like you said, like it's no way you would take them back after they had you, you know, arrested and all that stuff like that. But I don't know. Just something in my spirit tell me like that. How long have you and him been separated?
3 years. I haven't seen him in 3 years. Almost like 4 years. 4 years.
You haven't seen him?
In 4 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know you haven't even seen him. But he got a son by you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He haven't seen his son either?
Nope.
See, now that's a little bit. I don't know about that. Now I don't think I could do that. That sound like somebody got some witchcraft or roots or voodoo
exactly.
or some shit
something
on them.
Has to be
because Virgos like we. I got 8 kids and I got a good relationship with all of them. Even though if I was in their life when they was young or not, like. That's kind of, I don't really understand that. Because, you know, sometimes men, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm in my upper 50s, so I always tell people, like, you know, and, you know, everybody know, you know, my life story. I put it in a book. Mm-hmm. I put it in a movie. You know what I mean?
Haven't.
Like, so I always say, sometimes men, they get caught up in a moment. And you see how you
mm-hmm.
said it's been 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
But to you, it's been 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to him, it might have only been like 3 months. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean by that? What I mean by that is like, I'll give you an example. What I mean by that is that, like it was a movie one time. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was called The Goat or something like that. And this guy, he was on
mm-hmm.
drugs. He was a crackhead, but he was a basketball star. And he had got hooked
mm-hmm.
on crack, and he was smoking crack, and he was in the streets, and then he had got arrested, and then his grandmother came, because she the one that raised him, and his grandmother came to the police station, and he was telling her, like, his grandmother, don't cry, I'm going to go back to school, I'm going to get back in school, because he was in college, but he had a basketball scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, don't cry, Grandma. I'm going to go to school next semester. I'm going to get back on the basketball team next semester. Don't cry. And then his grandmother said, what are you talking about? It's been 3 years. You know what I mean?
He thought it was
one college semester, but it was 3 years that he'd been in the street chasing cracks. So why I'm saying that is sometimes, it's just like
mm-hmm.
somebody in jail. Like, you might tell somebody, you might see somebody who came home after doing 4 years, and to you might be like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, that time, that's four
mm-hmm.
years went quick, but to them, it didn't go quick.
It didn't
so
go quick.
What
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that to you is, like, you said he been away from you 3 years, but to him, it might don't even feel like 3 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To him, when
mm-hmm.
you lost in something, When you blinded by sex or you blinded by something else that's not real or something, like time, you know, time has, it don't have no essence to it, you know what I mean? It seemed like 3 years to you, it might be like 3 months to him. That's what I mean by
mm-hmm.
that. It don't make it no better, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because, I mean, like, I can't understand somebody leaving their family and not even, bad
mm-hmm.
enough not seeing you, but then not seeing your son for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, like something
mm-hmm.
like that. Like, no, that's a
mm-hmm.
no-no. You get you lose all the points for that, because
mm-hmm.
You just don't do that. I could never do
yeah.
that. You just don't do that, and that's something that only he could explain of why
mm-hmm.
you know. Because I'm sure he could see his son without seeing you, right, if he wanted to, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your son is under 18?
Yes. He's getting up there. He's getting up there. High school soon. So.
Oh, he's high school.
The years.
On. Yeah.
Almost.
On. He could
yes,
see, he could see his son without, but he could see his son without.
Without me?
Yeah,
could,
that's
it,
just. That's
he could
bad.
Talk to him without him. He had his own phone. He didn't have to go through me. Absolutely. He didn't have to go through me.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember when my youngest daughter, me and her mother couldn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 19 now. But once she got her own phone, once I bought her a phone, I think she was,
mm-hmm.
Well, she had a phone since she was like about 10, but 9 or 10, but
my
once
too.
She got about 14 or 15, like, I was telling her,
mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, I don't even need to talk to your mother no more. I'll just call her the
exactly.
phone.
And I think at
so
that age, too, like, unless it's something very, very important, like medical, like, a kid 10 years old can say, Dad, I need this and I want that, you know? Is the parent, the mother don't have to say anything, you know what I mean? Because at that age, they know what they want. They, you know what I mean? They can make a choice
yeah.
at that age, you know what I mean? So they could tell the dad, well, Dad, I need this or I want this. Not I need, you know, it's always I want. But, you know, unless it's medical necessary, I don't have to say anything. You know what I mean?
So,
even if
so,
it's medical
so
necessary.
The lady, he would, So the lady he would, she didn't break up of a family. She just antagonized you once she got with him. It ain't like she broke up your family, right?
No.
She didn't. No.
She wasn't the one that broke up the family. You know when he cheated and I broke up with him, it wasn't her. It was, and then he got somebody else, which is this lady. And she did was harass me on the phone. Like, she just called my phone every day. It was just so weird. Like,
I was under the assumption that I thought she had, you know, was like a home wrecker or something like that, but you and him was already broke up.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's real. That's not, at least you real. At least you keep it real. You know what I mean?
Of
course. So really, in her, and really as far as she concerned, she only wrong for stealing your identity and putting false accusations on you and keeping him away from his son, which is still a lot. It's still wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, where do you go from here? What do you do now with your life? Do you look for love again, or what do you do now?
No. I don't look for love no more. I'm done. Like I said, I'm done for now. That situation really, you know, played a number on me. Emotionally, you know what I mean? That's a lot, you know what I mean, for someone to go through. For a person like me, because, you know, I'm a very emotional person, you know. So that was like trauma for me. That was very dramatic for me. You feel me? It was very scary. I never been in jail, never did anything, you know what I mean? So being in that situation was very, very scary. Like, I could have been in there for a very long time. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
I could have, it would have, you know, but, you know, I had
13,
on my side. And
13. That's
13
bad.
Years.
That's like 13
and
years
for
of strangers.
To,
that's what I call it.
Yep.
I call it 13
Say
years
that again.
Of strangers. 13 years with 13 a stranger.
13 years a stranger. Yeah, absolutely.
13 years with a stranger. Well, look, check this out. We're going to take a – I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back, and if somebody want to ask you something or something, they could do that. If not, you know what I mean, then I'll let you go. But we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
I'm sure – I know a lot of people on the lines that I know they probably listen, and I hope I asked the right questions and you gave the right answers, hopefully, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of people going through what you're going through right now. But, I mean, I really take my hat off to you because you, I mean, you kept it real. Because a lot of people would have came up here, they wouldn't have said, oh, I think, yeah, maybe I was too bossy, or I think I did have a couple of too many headaches and at nighttime. You know, a lot of people would have lied
Thanks
and tried to make their show. They would have tried to make themselves seem like they was like God's gift to the angel, you know, God's gift, like they couldn't do no wrong. But at least you was honest enough to say, you know, maybe you was a little bit too bossy sometime. Maybe, you know, you had a couple of headaches when he wanted to get busy or something like that. I mean, you know, like, I mean, I respect that. And I'm sure everybody that's listening got to respect that too, you know what I mean? So don't go nowhere. Nobody go nowhere. Everybody that's on the line, stay on the line. If somebody, if you want to make a comment, if you want to ask the guest something or me something, you just press 1, and then I'll bring you in after the song. If you want a link, you have to call in 563-999-3718. And we're going to take this quick break. We'll be right back with Michelle, the Survivor. Don't go nowhere. Please,
let me see you. Let me get going. All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me. Grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro. Make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and it happens, the stake is there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Ah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's been listening on the line. We still got Michelle on the line. We're gonna try to see if anybody wanna come on and ask a question or make a statement or something like that before we let her go. You here, Michelle?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if we got anybody on here. Hold on 1 second. 3282, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
What's happening, Jay? How you been, brother? I'm doing great. Can't complain.
I'm all right. Did you get to hear any of the interview with Michelle on the line?
Yeah, I heard some of it. Like I tell you, I ate and I started drifting in and out, you know.
Laying on the couch,
you know how I get.
We were talking for about 45 minutes, so yeah.
Right. Well, I got up here about 8:11, so I got you.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's going on with you? Did you anything you wanted to say to her, or you just wanted to give a shout-out to the show?
Well, yeah, we always give a shout-out to the show, first and foremost. You know, once again, you know, you have a wonderful guest on, Miss Michelle. I'd just like to ask Michelle a question.
Thank
now,
you.
Michelle, I know. How you doing, dear? A quick question.
Hi.
By the way, where are you located? What state are you in?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, you're in Colorado. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're out there. We're all the way on the other side. We're over here on the East Coast. I'm over here. And
yes.
Jay's been a good friend of mine for close to 30 years. But quick question. Now, all right, I know you said that he left you. But then I guess when things didn't work out, when it fizzed out for him, he wanted you back, correct?
He didn't want me back. It's just like when I said it's over, you know, situation is not going to work out anymore. He wanted to change my mind and try to make it work, but I didn't see that happening. So
he didn't leave you. It's just that you made the decision to end the relationship.
Yeah.
Was that your husband or just your boyfriend? I might throw down on that part. Your husband.
It's okay.
Okay.
That was my husband.
And how long were y'all married?
We were married 6 years, and we was together for 13.
Oh, well, let's put some time in. And how many children?
Mm-hmm. One.
Oh, okay. Well, is he good at co-parenting?
I haven't seen him in almost 4 years.
Oh. That's messed up.
Yeah, she haven't seen him. Once they broke up, she haven't seen him. I couldn't really understand that either.
That's crazy. You know, you got a son or daughter there?
A son.
Now, see, that's messed up. We got a Shaquille O'Neal situation here. The original father.
Yeah.
Now, when if your son gets, which I hope he does, you know, becomes famous or he's well-to-do, he don't have to necessarily be on TV, you know. Then all of a sudden he might try to show his face, you know. And then I hope your son's, you know, well, you know, I always talk about, because I have a podcast, too, that, thanks to Jay, has been up now for a month and 4 minutes. And I try not to be mean-spirited, but, you know, karma is, you know, is something, you know. It's what goes around comes around, you know.
Absolutely.
And I just, he'll get his, you know what I'm saying? Cause and then he is a brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's messed up. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody really needs it, too, culturally, but I can only speak for the culture that I represent. And we don't need we don't need another young man growing up without a father, you know. And you know, you know, you sound like a very lovely woman. I know eventually you're gonna you know, wind up with a gentleman that'll probably, like I said, Shaquille O'Neal situation, because Shaquille O'Neal, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. So, you know, with Shaquille, you know, he had a stepfather that was his real father. He called him his real dad. But I think Shaquille, over time, if I'm not mistaken, I think he forgave his a biological father, but the reward came to the stepdaddy. So, like I said, it's just so unfortunate, man, that a brother would turn his back on his son like that. That's crazy. Because I got one son, too.
Over a female.
Miss Michelle. Yeah, but my son is 32. Mm-hmm. I'm 64. My son is 33, so he's a grown man now. I never, I would never turn my back on him. I don't care if me and the mother can't get along. That's just seed. You created that. You know, you create that person. That's an extension of you, you know.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, strange things happen in life, Michelle. You know, keep living.
Yeah.
You be surprised. You might get an unwelcome knock on the door one day or a phone call. You know, and then the man that may be in your life at the time is taking care of business the way he should be taking care of business. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, I'm not mean-spirited, but I'm sure Miss Michelle, she sounds very smart. She'll know how to handle the situation.
Thank you.
You're right.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot.
That's not a problem, sister. You just keep your head high, be strong, you know what I'm saying, and do what you got to do. And I just hope he turns out right, because, you know, so many young black men, man, they, you know, hopefully, you know, you sometime playing the mother and father part, you know, you're going to celebrate on Father's Day being a mother and a father, as well as Mother's Day and Father's Day, too. You got to be dual, you know. But I just hope he doesn't make, that he grows up strong with a good role model, because I don't have to tell you disproportionately how we are represented in the prison system. You know, I just hope he just does the right thing. Stay on him. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I know.
I mean,
he's a good kid. He's a wonderful kid.
Good,
I have
good,
no problems with him. I get a lot of compliments from his teachers. He's in sports, and they are watching him. So he's doing great.
Good, good.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you got to guide him. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay on him. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that mother. I just can't think of what movie comes into mind where it was a strong woman. There were a few. I remember one Angela Bassett was in, where she what's his name? What's the name of that movie, Jay? Rick Fox, remember? He was a talent scout. And Angela Bassett had a son, and Rick Fox, he meant well, but she thought he was trying to take advantage of him because he had a talent playing basketball, but in the end she wanted to
be I remember that. I don't
Fox
remember the name of it, though,
Yeah, so you're going to have to be Angela Bassett in real life. Yeah, Sister Michelle going to have to be the real Angela Bassett in life, you know, and make sure that she, you know, stay on him, you know what I'm saying? Look, I love you, but this is the way it's going to be, you know, let him know, you know,
absolutely.
That tough love. Yeah,
yes,
we need another Judge Mathis on TV.
Yeah, that's my name.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
Judge Mathis, take no
matter. That's my man Forrest right there. He got a podcast tomorrow night, actually at 7 o'clock. Grown folks talking, express yourself. He got his own podcast.
Send me the information, Jay.
I always shout him out. He always shout me out. But thanks for calling in, man.
Not a problem. That's my technician,
so
dear. So I'm gonna see him tomorrow anyway. But if you got time tomorrow night, tune in between 7 and 9. Very, very passionate, very knowledgeable. Okay.
Yep.
Good luck, Michelle.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good night.
You too.
Well, look, I ain't gonna hold you up no longer. But look, I just got two things. The first, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and
you're
being
welcome.
With your
thank
honesty
you for giving
and
me the opportunity.
But what I wanted to say to you was, say like if somebody, not even if somebody else was in your shoes, if you could do it all over again, is it anything you would change? I mean, to make the marriage work, if you could do it all over again, or you believe that you did everything, you know, in your power that was right.
If I can do it all over again, I think.
Yeah, anything
probably,
you could do all over again.
I probably would have gave him another chance. I probably, when he wanted another chance, I think I would have gave him another chance. You know, we would have went to counseling. We would have did something different, you know. Maybe he would have opened up a little bit more, and I would have got to get inside of him.
Right. That's just real. And the last question I got to ask you, I ask all my guests this question, and I got to ask you this. Is love real?
No, I don't think so.
Hold up. Don't say nothing else. One second. Let me tell you something. They call me Mr. Fuck Love, like on my show.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing this like almost a year and a half, and everybody uh-huh. know I don't believe in love no more. I believe
yeah.
love is like I just don't believe in love no more. And I've been everybody
uh-huh.
I've been asking for a year and a half. Everybody tell me love is real. I only had one person come on the show and say love is not real, and that was my daughter. And now you're the second person who ever came on the show and said love ain't
it's
real.
The truth.
I got it. You're going to go down in history as the first real adult, because my daughter was only 19, but you're going to be the first
wow.
real woman that came on my show and said, oh, somebody just texted me and got a question for you. But anyway, you're going to be the first one that came on my show and said love it and love is not real. Hold, we're gonna let me let you take this real quick question before
okay.
I let you go. Hold on
no
one
problem.
Second.
Okay.
3-3-3-3-2-4, you on the line? 3-3-2-4? Hello? Okay. 3-3-2-4. The number, wait a minute. So many numbers up here. Hold on one second.
Yeah,
hello?
You hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you
now. How you doing?
Oh, no, sorry. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm all right. You all right?
I have a question. I just wanted to know, what was it that helped you get over the breakup? Like, what was it? Is it something specific that helped you, like, continue, like, go on?
I started,
writing.
I hear him. I can hear him.
Okay.
I started writing. I started talking more. I started letting my more feelings out, and I started asking questions, you know. I even got a therapist, you know what I mean? So I wanted to see, did I do anything wrong? And like Jay said, I beat myself up, and, you know, my therapist said I beat myself up too, and I didn't do anything wrong. But there's always a question. But I started writing. That's what helped me. Mm-hmm. I like to write, you know, because
okay.
I don't get all my feelings out or everything I want to say out, so I write to myself, if that makes sense.
Okay. That's cool. So you know,
therapy and writing, yes.
Your story kind of touched me a little bit because it's like I had a similar kind of story, but not quite like yours, but
mm-hmm.
the whole idea of letting go of something that you think you have because
mm-hmm.
it's not dead for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to let that go, you know, like I had my child's mother and we just had two kids. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave her, but it wasn't mm-hmm. healthy. You know what I'm saying? So
I absolutely, that's the same situation. Thank you. You know, it was really hard to make that decision. You know, even though I know it was bad for me, it was just like, this is our family. We've been together. You know, we grew, we did things, we have, you know, and it was hard for me to make that decision. And I'm proud of myself that I made that decision. You know what I mean? But it's always a what if, you know?
Right.
But sometimes you just have to let go.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And I appreciate you for calling in.
We'll see all the best.
That's real that you started writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. real that you started writing. You know what I mean? Because that's my thing.
Yeah.
Writing is my thing. Like that's what
mm-hmm.
when I wrote my first book. That's really how, it was, invented me for a lot of things that I've been through in my
mm-hmm.
life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I wrote, it really helped me out. If it wasn't for that, that was like my therapy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I was able to write my life story and I was able to talk about different relationships, that stuff that happened to me, and I've been through a lot of stuff. I've been through a lot of stuff in my life.
I read your books, I watched your movies, and I commend you for opening up. You don't get it, you don't get a lot of mail. Keeping it real. And you keeping it real. Straight up, you keeping it real.
Yeah, that's true.
So when I found out it was a true life story and I read your books and I watched your movie series and I'm like, oh wow, you just never know what
people
go through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I got one more caller on here. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
0953. You on the line? 0953. You got a question?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I just had a question. Sorry, Miss. What's your name again?
You sound blurry.
Michelle.
You sound a little blurry. Michelle.
Yeah, you should.
Also, what's your name again?
Michelle.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Just wanted to ask. So when you said it's his way or no way, what was it? His way or no way, or your way or no way?
No, I never said my way or no way. I just said I'm just used to getting my way. It wasn't my way or no way. It was just I was spoiled, so I was just used to if I wanted something, I would get it. Saying no to me was the end of the world, basically. So it was just when you spoil somebody and the person is used to having certain things, and then when that person says no, it's just like, no, what does that mean? You know what I mean? So it wasn't like a no way or highway or no way or no way. It was just like I was just spoiled.
Well, I was asking you that. I was asking you that because I was in a relationship before, and it was like my relationship. It was like an older neighbor that used to live next door from us. So that just reminded me of when the old lady was saying, talking about, my son's father. But she was like, it's always going to be his way or no way. So that's why I was asking you that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I don't know his way or the highway or whatever, but Michelle, was you So when you said you were spoiled, was you spoiled by somebody previous before him? That's what you meant? That's why you was like that?
Yes, I was always spoiled by everyone, like family members,
okay.
You know, in a relationship, you know. So, but once you, when someone spoils you, you get used to it, you know what I mean? And then when the word no comes, it's like, it's foreign. Like, what does that mean? What does no mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right, all right. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Well, look, we get ready to let you go. You've been out here like an hour or something. You like 15 minutes. You've been a hell of a guest. But look, we might have to bring you back one day. I gotta wait till I hear the feedback tomorrow with everybody. I don't never know till the next day till everybody tell me like, yo, she was real or she was full of shit or she was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't know until tomorrow when I wake up. And I check my inboxes, and then everybody I hear what everybody got to say about the show. Oh, man, she was real. Oh, man, I feel sorry for her or whatever. You know what I mean? So I got to let you know with all the feedback. Well, to me, I'll be honest with you, to me, you really kept it real. Like, that's the meaning of my show. You really, really, really kept it real. Like, I really thought you was going to come out here on some, you know, like bashing things or, you know, like try to make people hate something like them. But you owned up to your faults. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you said what was his faults. And and you can't do nothing. That's all you could do in this world. You know what I mean? Is keep it real.
Absolutely.
And be real with yourself. That's all you could do.
Yes, that's why it's not love anymore. Because everybody doesn't know how to.
So you the first person in months that don't believe in love like me. You just like me, then you don't believe in love. So we understand. Like, I don't believe in love because everybody, whoever told me they love me, hurt me. You know what I mean? And I believe that you don't have to throw the love word around. Like, I believe, like, if you love me, you can show me you love me. Or if I love
you,
I'll show you I love you because I'll go
Absolutely.
Up and beyond and I'll go through the depths of hell and I'll do everything that
Absolutely.
I could do that you would know when I love you. You know what I'm saying? If you laying down in bed with me, the way I hold you or the way I touch you, or like, you're going to know if I love you. You know what I mean? So I don't really believe in that love word and throwing that love word around like that. Love to me is to be shown, you know, and you ain't got to speak it all the time, you know.
Ditto.
So,
ditto.
And I'm not, you know, I call people that's looking for love all the time, I call them love whores. I call them love whores. Like, they looking for, they in love with the thought, they in love with the thought of being in love.
Absolutely.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Like, and I'm not chasing that at all. But Michelle, look.
Me either. Thank you.
I wish you the best
and
everything you're going through. I don't really think you got to worry about your ex-husband because, like Forrest said, karma is real. And I think when we was talking the other day, I told you a little bit about my situation, what happened to me.
Yes.
And karma is real. You know what I mean? If you're a positive person and somebody tried to do you harm or negativity, it's the powers that be that make sure that they, you know, that they get, you know, that they, whatever's coming to them is coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be what they want. And the end means is when they gotta come back to you. They gotta come back to you, and they gotta humble themselves, and they gotta bow their head, and they gotta ask you for just a mere conversation, or anything else. Like, you know what I mean? That's your victory. You know what I mean? And you're gonna get your victory. You know what I mean? Like my man Forrest said, like, you. I mean, I know you. I mean, you sound, you know, you don't just sound like a good person. I know you a good person. You know what I mean? You're beautiful. You're nice. You don't look your age.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And
thank you.
And, you holding it down.
I appreciate
that's all you gotta do. And just be yourself. That's all you could do. And I hope nothing but good come to you. And that's all that's gonna come to you, because after you've been knocked down, there's nowhere to go but up in this world, you
mm-hmm.
know? And that's for everybody. And
mm-hmm.
what you think, like with your ex, you know, and I'm not a man basher, I don't bash people, but some people you might look and he might be with another woman, or he might be, what you think is sugar sometimes, it really be shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
he might
lay up every night next to another woman. He might think about you. He might make love to another woman, and he might be thinking about making love to you. He might wake up in the morning wishing he was back in your arms and back in your bed. But, I mean, hey, that's not far-fetched. That's real shit. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because it happens every day to all of us. You know what I mean? And, hey, life goes on. You know what I mean? We can't stop living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just it. You know what I mean? You got a long life. You young. You got a long life ahead of you. My father told me when he was dying, and the last thing my father told me when he was dying, he was like, everything that you think means something, in the end, it really don't mean shit. And
wow,
that was the best advice he could have gave me, you know?
Because mm-hmm.
we worry about so much stuff every day, but
mm-hmm.
yo, in the end, it really don't mean nothing at all. It don't
mm-hmm.
mean shit, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and people that they might be together now and they might be laughing at you or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
you know what they say, whoever laughs last. So you might be
mm-hmm.
laughing now. You might be, the same things that make you happy make you sad. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's it, you know what I mean? But, look, thanks for coming on the show. You know, I'm going to be in touch with you. I told you
You're
to
welcome.
Hit me to Wednesday. I told you to hit me Wednesday. And
I will.
It's been a really good show, for real. I really appreciate you coming out here and taking your time
mm-hmm.
out. You know
Thank
what I mean?
Thank you for
I appreciate your
me.
Honesty.
I really appreciate it.
And I think everything gonna work out nice for you. You know what I mean? You get
mm-hmm.
another relationship. Don't be so damn bossy. You know what I mean? And don't have so many headaches at night. You know what I mean?
I will try not to.
If he say back it up on him at three. And if he say back it up at 3 a.m, back it up at 3 a.m. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the
you
advice,
know what I mean?
Jay.
Don't tell him you got a headache all the time. You know what I mean? Stuff
all
like
right.
that.
I
yo,
got you,
well,
Jay.
You know what I
Thank
mean? Everybody, you.
You
know, we signing off to Michelle.
Everybody have
yo,
a good
I'll
night.
Be, I'll,
I appreciate you.
I'm going to be in contact, all right?
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. You too. Have a good night. For real, I'm going to be in contact with you. Let me see if I can get this shit right, if I can go into... I don't know what's going on with my hand claps, but anyway, something going on. Oh, here it go. All right. Good night. Ah, man, that was real. We're gonna go to a quick song. We're gonna come back and conclude the show for the evening. That was deep. That was a really deep show. You know what I mean? Like, wow, she kept it real. She came on the show and kept it real. I thought she was going to come out here and blame everything on her husband. You know, I thought she was going to say it was all his fault and stuff like that. But, yo, she came out here and she kept it real. You know what I mean? You can't be having no headaches at night when a man want to get busy. You know what I'm saying? If a man tell you to back it up, back it up. if a man tell you he want to, you know, he might want, I don't know, he might want some head in the middle of the night. Give him some head. Shit, you might want some head in the middle of the night. You know, that shit go both ways, but you can't be having headaches and stuff like that. And you can't be bossing men around. No, men don't want to be bossed around, you know. Men already had one mother. They don't want another mother. And females don't want no pussy. You know what I mean? I always said a female, you know, they got one pussy. They don't want another one. So be a man. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Be a man. They got a pussy. They don't want another one. So be a man. You know what I mean? And life goes on. You know what I mean? Everybody, we all been through it, the ups and downs of life. I know I have. But I'm still here. I'm still standing strong. I'm still here. And I'm going to be here until somebody turn the lights out on this small planet. I'm going to be right here. We going to play a song, and I'm going to come back and let me tell you about everything we got going on this app, all the podcasts and all the shows. Well, I want to thank everybody who's been listening on the line and on the links. And let's play a quick song by Eurasia. She Fell in Love with a Big Dick. That's the name of the song. I Fell in Love with a Big Dick. Could you believe that? That's the name of the song. If I can get it up, let me see.
Hold up. Y'all motherfuckers around here, man. Got a few stories to tell you real quick, though. Listen to me for a couple seconds. No, I ain't Lauryn Hill. Send me the gossip. Wake up. Huh.
Told you I was up for it.
What a big dick. Not me. Quit that shit.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jake Sean Online Radio Podcast. And that was You Asia's song, She Fell in Love with a Big Dick. That's real. That concludes our show for the evening. I had a really good time tonight. Tomorrow night, once again, don't forget, 7 o'clock. Same phone number you call in, 563-999-3718 for the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast with your host, Forrest Nance. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow night, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Monday, we got Humble Life Radio at 7 o'clock with Dre Interviews. From hip-hop artists to mentors, motivational speakers. Then Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we got the Point of Impact with your host, Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Malau. Then right back, we'll be right back here next Friday. Oh, and then Sunday morning, 11:30, I got my sports podcast, Small Time Hustlers. That's Sunday morning at 11:30 when I give away free picks. Injury reports, trade updates, and summaries of every football game that's on the calendar for Sunday. And we got a serious lineup for you. So don't, you know what I mean? But as of right now, the next thing up is Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with your host, Forrest Nance. You know, you don't want to miss that podcast. If you suffering with diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus, if you want to know about keto, being a vegan, vitamins, organic foods, blenders, juicing, if you want to know about any of that stuff like that, you know what I mean, you want to know how to eat to live and not live to eat, then you want to listen to the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast tomorrow night, but definitely. I don't know what in the world is going on with this computer right here, but there's some crazy stuff going on. And we're going to take you out tonight with a song. Something's going on with the computer. I want to thank everybody tuned in. Everybody, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget, this is Black Friday on your ass. Black Friday, and don't forget what they call Monday. Damn, I forgot all about it. Black Friday, but something Monday. You know what I mean? Black Friday, you go out and get all the discounts and shit like that. And Monday, I forgot what they call it, but Monday is something special, too. And once again, I want to thank my guest, Michelle from Colorado, which y'all know she's not from Colorado. And you know her name is not Michelle, but we just did that to protect her identity. But she really was a good guest. She really kept it real, and I appreciate her for that. I want to thank Andre for calling in. I want to thank Forrest for calling in. I want to thank the female guests for calling in. I don't know if she gave you her name, but I want to thank her for calling in. It did a real good show. I'll be looking forward to next Friday. You know, that's all I could say. Without you, it would be no me. You know, it would be no need for me to do this podcast. Everybody just out there that's clicking on the links who don't call in, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Everybody that called in on the phone, thank you very much. But a $5 donation on the Cash App would be just as happy. $, I forgot my Cash App. Jay Sean. I gotta remember my own
I can't remember my own dollar sign, J-A-S-H-O-N-J. That's dollar sign, J-A-S-H-O-N-J. Dollar sign, J Sean J. If you want to make a donation to the show, dollar sign, J Sean J. No donation is too big, and no donation is too small. Remember that. This is a independent, self-run company right here. And we're trying to do our best to entertain everyone and keep everybody happy with our day-to-day podcast. Me, Dre, Forrest, Hansford, we do our best up here because it's not easy. Trust me. And we appreciate everybody who listens because you could be anywhere doing anything. We appreciate all the listeners that's listening and everybody that clicks on the link to listen. But ladies and gentlemen, that should be it. I think we're going to take this out with a song. And that should conclude the show for the evening. Let's see what song we want to go out with. I really had a good time tonight. I did. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really, really, really had a good show. Really, really was feeling good about the show tonight. What we going to listen to tonight? What song do we want to leave here with?
Unconditional.
rapper. Don't get